Text 6. In this story, a rich man looks for workers to run his new factory.
Before you listen to text 6, read questions 14 to 17 now. Listen to text 6 and answer questions 14 to 17.
Raju was a rich businessman who returned to his hometown to build a factory. He needed workers to run his factory, so he organized a feast and invited some villagers for dinner. Among them was Kumar, a poor young man who had been unemployed for many months. Thrilled to receive the dinner invitation, he told his wife and his son that he would bring back some food for them if he could. During the dinner, Kumar drank lemonade and ate a lot of rice, but he did not touch the fried chicken wing or the piece of cake. When no one was looking, he quickly stuffed them into his pockets. Back home, his hungry son was happy to see a fried chicken wing and a piece of cake. Kumar's wife took a knife to cut the food into three portions, so each of them could have something to eat. The knife struck something hard as she tried to cut the cake. When she removed the hard metal object, she stared at it in disbelief. "It's a gold coin!" Kumar exclaimed. "It does not belong to us. The cook must have dropped it while making the dough for the cake," said his wife. Kumar agreed, and so, early next morning, Kumar rushed to the factory. He saw Raju busy supervising some workers and gave him the coin. After a brief explanation that his cook would have lost it, Kumar turned to leave. "Mr. Kumar, please report for work tomorrow at this time. You are the supervisor of my workers," Raju said. Kumar had passed the test that Raju set. Filled with joy, Kumar ran home to tell his family the good news. As for Raju, he was pleased that he had found a trustworthy man to be the supervisor of his new factory.
Question 14. Why did Kumar keep the chicken wing and cake in his pockets? Question 15. Why was Kumar's wife unable to cut the cake? Question 16. What quality was Raju testing? Question 17. Why was Kumar filled with joy?
Listen to text 6 again.
Raju was a rich businessman who returned to his hometown to build a factory. He needed workers to run his factory, so he organized a feast and invited some villagers for dinner. Among them was Kumar, a poor young man who had been unemployed for many months. Thrilled to receive the dinner invitation, he told his wife and his son that he would bring back some food for them if he could. During the dinner, Kumar drank lemonade and ate a lot of rice, but he did not touch the fried chicken wing or the piece of cake. When no one was looking, he quickly stuffed them into his pockets. Back home, his hungry son was happy to see a fried chicken wing and a piece of cake. Kumar's wife took a knife to cut the food into three portions, so each of them could have something to eat. The knife struck something hard as she tried to cut the cake. When she removed the hard metal object, she stared at it in disbelief. "It's a gold coin!" Kumar exclaimed. "It does not belong to us. The cook must have dropped it while making the dough for the cake," said his wife. Kumar agreed, and so, early next morning, Kumar rushed to the factory. He saw Raju busy supervising some workers and gave him the coin. After a brief explanation that his cook would have lost it, Kumar turned to leave. "Mr. Kumar, please report for work tomorrow at this time. You are the supervisor of my workers," Raju said. Kumar had passed the test that Raju set. Filled with joy, Kumar ran home to tell his family the good news. As for Raju, he was pleased that he had found a trustworthy man to be the supervisor of his new factory.